This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Grouse here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. This week we're listening back to a show from July of 2022, featuring an interview with rapper and producer Sunny Paradise. He and Charlene Birdsong talk about creating his album Project Pyramids. Indianapolis ambient musician and label owner Zach Hay shares the top five songs he has on repeat with us, and we listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or you can listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, Charlene has a conversation with indie-based rapper and producer Sunny Paradise about his album, Project Pyramids.
Sunny Paradise. Most people call me Sunny or Thought or Serene. Genre is hip-hop. I say contemporary because I'm more of an adult contemporary hip-hop listener advocate, which means there's more substance than usual. And I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. The current release is Project Pyramids. It's a homage to my two cousins in Mississippi, my two twin cousins, by way of a nod to the late great Prodigy. The main spearhead of the campaign was Methadone Clinic, who's also from Indianapolis. Joe Harvey, who's from Seoul, Korea. I produced one track, which I try to do on every album. There's also production from Scary Hour, who's from Virginia, and another producer by the name of Homage. They have really, really great sounds. My main focus for this project was to keep in mind the legacy of Prodigy, because he's one of my favorite MCs. That's why it sounds so eerie and dark and kind of Edgar Allan Poe-ish when it comes to the sound. So poetry is a major influence on this project, which means the writing is a little different. It's more challenging. I like to say that it's my sound. I've always made the same sound. The only difference is it's not generally focused on performing. It's more focused on a vibration that will allow me to be more creative and more personal when it comes to writing. But if you have the album in front of you, start with Spooks in My Backyard. That song is very vivid, the way that I wrote it. And I used to go back and forth between Indianapolis and Mississippi every summer. I saw a lot. I experienced a lot. You know, it's the personalities and the energy of the people that kind of made this song. And I just painted a picture that I felt was necessary. And I put everything I could remember in this song. This song, it means a lot to me because I remember before Joe Harvey left and moved back to Seoul, Korea, he decided that we should post this album because it was necessary for people to get a feel for my sound from that perspective. Before Joe left, he made this point to let me know that I am only going to evolve once I open up more, once I talk more about things that were personal. And I feel like this was the first song that I wrote for this album I felt good about, and I took his critiquing. Yo, this is Sunny Paradise, and you are now listening to Spooks in My Backyard from Project Pyramids. Hey, yo, these bums like spooks in my backyard. Looking for cookie like Pookie. Want that turkey at the corner off a crack bar. Pig pull me over, criminology at work, Lord. Petunia got me flexing with a junior in that Wrangler guard. Marco watch shining on them, scooter infrared force. Summertime getting live. Before I knew music, it was getting high. Seen a smoker hit work for the first time. Hunt down, tweaker hit the pipe and hit the pipe.
So, Sunny Paradise, what do you have lined up for the future?
I'm waiting for the word from Mike Angel to open up Squarecat Vinyl to the community again for my hip-hop night. I'm just being real patient with that. But the music is, you know, I'm a quote Nas. The music is there. It's a part of me. It's not going anywhere. I think people should really sit with this project for what it is and let it resonate and not let things go by just because of the way they might listen to music, because it's a very short period of time that we're allowed in this space to be creative. And I'm 43 now. I'm not 25 or 26, but I can relate. So that's just where I'm at with it. Sunny Paradise, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. My new IG is @paradise_sunny. You can find me anywhere by Googling Sunny Paradise.
Let's listen to a few more from Sunny. This is Project Pyramids. Then we'll hear Singing to the Choir, both from Sunny Paradise's album, Project Pyramids.
I can't remember staring through my project window. Things that I see should never see, but soon become a victim of society's stronghold in the slums. We'll learn to carry hell before the rise of the sun. I'd awaken in the east so the earth can make a lot for a better day as the devil plots. Pumping loose cracks, I word before I had hip hop. The red tops had a vibrating the planet rock.
Yo, hey yo, we making moves, fading haters, praise to the creator, going major, serving them with the freshest of flavors, tell a neighbor, so they can come jock it, we in the pocket, the real is in your area, and our name's on the docket, came from the bottom, climbed up out of that like no problem, thought that they got them, but they ain't know that I was a writer, molded solid, foundation be the knowledge yourself, acquiring wealth, every day preserving my health, because these devils want to kill you.
Thanks, Sunny Paradise, for that interview and music. Coming up after a quick break, we listen into Zake's top 5 songs. You're listening to the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Indianapolis ambient artist Zake is also the owner of the ambient label Past Inside the Present. Here are the top 5 songs he always has on repeat.
All right, in no particular order, here are 5 tracks that are always on constant repeat for the ears of Zake. We have Radiohead in Limbo, which is off the amazing album Kid A. That song was something that I just could not understand, the way that it was written, and it's beautifully haunting. So it's just something that has always stuck in my head, always will be, and is probably my favorite Radiohead song right now. Boards of Canada, The Beach at Red Point, song off of Gio Gatti. This song has been on constant replay, repeat, pretty much every day or every other day for the last 15 years. Again, another beautiful, dark, mysterious track that just really is something that, you know, affected me in a certain way. It was like nothing I've ever heard before. All right, Isis, Altered Course. That song was off the album Panopticon. It's an instrumental post-rock song. And what really grabbed my attention with this track was, you know, more towards the end where, again, it was these minor melodies, these minor tones that were dark and heavy, but beautiful. I think there's a common thing with my choices, huh? Dark and beautiful.
Dark and beautiful.
Bipolar, I guess, just like me. I don't know. All right, Stars of the Lid, Articulate Silences, Part 1 is probably one of my most cherished ambient tracks. It's patient, it's subtle, beautiful, and just contemplative in its own right. And then finally, we have Mogwai, Hunted by a Freak. This song, just the way the guitar comes in and how simplistic the drums are, but how complex the sounds that, you know, come out of this song. Absolutely gorgeous.
Thanks, Zake, for coming by the studio and sharing that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. You can check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, I have a new release from a young singer-songwriter. She's only 16 years old, and she's already released her first EP. This is a single from the EP. Let's listen to Short But Not Sweet by Jess LaProd on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Wondering why it never lasts. It just me, what am I doing? Can't we get through this? Oh, oh.
That was Indianapolis-based musician and high school student Jess LaProd with her new single, Short But Not Sweet. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. And Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
We have a new release from indie-based electronic musician Pariah Peels. The record is called Soft Culture, and I asked the artist what inspired this new music.
Hi. This is Pariah Peels, and Soft Culture is now. This new EP takes inspiration from the musical stylings of IDM, acid house, ambient, and industrial noise. In Indianapolis, I live on 38th Street. This EP is also inspired by the constant rumblings of the raging traffic that vibrate through my windows, the drag racing cars, the hoopties with the exceptional sound systems, and the sports bikes riding wheelies. I hope you enjoy. Thanks.
Let's listen to an excerpt from Soft Culture. This is Pariah Peels on Small Studio Signal Boost.
I'm Adam Gross, joined by Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong, and we're listening to music from Indiana artists. I recently went to a show at Black Circle Brewing, intending to see Karate Guns and Tanning, but in true Adam Gross fashion, I showed up late and missed them.
Aww.
It's
I'm getting better working on radio, but I'm still a late person. But I was blown away by the band that was playing when I walked in. Indianapolis psych doom metal group Ancient Days put on an amazing show, and I highly recommend catching them live when you can. Here's their track Night Witches from the 2021 album Sign of the Times.
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. You've been tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what is it?
This is Zake, who we heard a top five from earlier in the show, with Sacred Silence on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.